Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 8, Reigning in Life. Wednesday, related verses. Romans 8, 37 through 39. But in all these things we more than conquer through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 4:23, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Romans 11:17. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and became a fellow partaker of the root of fatness of the olive tree. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Related reading. When we are reigning in life, we are in all the matters presented in Romans 6 through 16. When we are reigning in life, we are being soaked and saturated with the holy nature of God for sanctification in our disposition, and our mingled spirit spreads into our mind to renew our mind. When we are reigning in life, we can be conformed to the image of God's firstborn Son and glorified through the sealing of the indwelling Spirit throughout our entire life. We also gain the righteousness of God, which is the subjective Christ, and we enjoy the riches of God. We can be in all these things, and we can be constituted Christ's overcoming bride for his satisfaction, pleasure, and delight. We reign in life by being sanctified in the Spirit, in being renewed by the mingled Spirit in our mind, in being transformed to the image of Christ from glory to glory by the Lord's Spirit. We reign in life in being conformed to the image of God's firstborn Son through the Spirit's interceding that all things may work together for the conformation of those who love God. We reign in life in being glorified to be redeemed in our body, to participate in our divine sonship, ultimately through the sealing of the indwelling Spirit. When we reign in life, we more than conquer the environmental hardships and sufferings by having God being for us, who did not spare his own Son, who gives us freely all things with him, and who has chosen us and justified us. By having Christ, who died for us, who was raised, and who is sitting at the right hand of God interceding for us, by being captivated by the love of Christ and by the love of God in Christ, from which we are inseparable, and by being faithful to Christ and God unto death. When we receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness to reign in life, we gain the righteousness of God, which is the subjective Christ. This righteousness is gained out of faith to faith, according to his mercy, in order to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy. When we reign in life, we enjoy the riches of God by calling on the name of the Lord, by believing in the Lord's word, and by announcing the glad tidings. We reign in life in living a grafted life. We are branches of the wild olive tree that were grafted into Christ, the cultivated olive tree, who is one with Israel. We stand by faith to partake of the root which bears us, Romans 11:18, of fatness of the olive tree. Furthermore, we as the grafted branches and Christ as the cultivated olive tree live together one mingled life in one mingled living. Reigning in life is the full experience of the organic salvation of God. God's complete salvation is through our receiving grace and righteousness. And this complete salvation issues in our reigning in life as the goal of his complete salvation. Reigning in life in Romans 5 is the key to open up the rest of the book. We need to see everything in Romans 6 through 16 in this light. This is altogether a new way to interpret the book of Romans.